It's time for Bob's No Egg Zone Boating Radio Show. From the bow to the stern, from port to starboard, and covering kayaks to cruise ships. Let's go down on the docks and join Captain Bob May for this week's show.
Good morning. Nice to be with you this morning on this glorious Saturday morning at Lake of the Ozarks. First day of National Safe Boating Week. Hope you were out yesterday with your wearing your life jacket to work day. Good show lined up for you. We're going to talk Lake Race 2017, which is coming up in just a couple of weeks. We've also got a new product called the Down Alert PSD. Denise Pitlick will be with us to talk about that. And then we're going to spend about a half of our show this morning with Shelley Blum, former performance skier at the Lake of the Ozarks Ski Show. And she's got some great memories of the lake, but she's written a new book called Water Ski Girl Wonder, A Journey of Perseverance. And we'll talk with Shelley at the bottom of the hour of the show. We're going to be featuring Jeremy Anderson from Big Thunder, a major sponsor of the Festival of Speed. Cindy Van Hook is going to talk to us about some of the details there. Brian Schuster from Somerset Boat Lifts talk about the paddle battle. And then Brett Manier from Performance Boat Center is going to talk about their major sponsorship role for this year's lake race. Coming up next week, the Pirate Treasure Hunt excursions start from the pirate ship Calypso. And this is a great opportunity for you to book some fun for this summer, no matter whether you're coming down next weekend for Memorial Day or whether you're going to be here over the summer. But they start cruising out, I think it's next Thursday or Friday. But the Treasure Hunt Cruise, we've got a $3 off per person coupon available for you. It's a discount when you book your charter right there online at jollycharters.com. Or you can call them at 573-392-5390. Limited space on each one of the cruises, limited to 44 passengers. So if you're planning to be down at the lake anytime during the summer months, you want to call now and get your reservations done. And you put in the promo code NOWAKEZONE, and you get $3 off per person when you do your checkout there for adults or children. $3 off. Use the promo code NOWAKEZONE for your treasure hunt cruise on the pirate ship Calypso. All right, let's talk some Lake Race 2017 coming up right after Memorial Day weekend. First off, on our interviews this morning, we're going to talk to Jeremy Anderson. He's general manager for the new Big Thunder coming back to the lake. And Jeremy's going to fill us in on why they are sponsoring the Festival of Speed.
Isn't this revival wonderful?
It is. We've really done a lot over the last year and a half or so to bring back the kind of the old glory of Big Thunder, as well as keep moving forward with an eye on the future.
Big is certainly the word. You've expanded two or three times. Tell us about the growth of Big Thunder here at the lake.
Well, it started with the purchase of the original Big Thunder Marina and the name Big Thunder Marine about 2 years ago now. And we moved on from there and purchased Tritune Town and then Lake Ozark Marine. And we just celebrated a one-year anniversary of the purchase of the Glen Cove Marina just a few days ago.
All right. Now, you've also got another new project going up on Bagnell Dam Boulevard there, brand new showroom, sales offices.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. It's going to really take us to the next level and really is what needed for continuous growth in our company. It'll be a beautiful two-level mezzanine-style showroom up on Bagnell Dam Boulevard.
The other thing that we're noticing about Big Thunder is your ability now to step up and become major sponsors of events like the Festival of Speed coming up for Lake Race.
Yeah, we're really excited to help promote that event. We thought it was a really neat event last year and in its first year over on Osage Beach Parkway, and really allows us to showcase our products. And I think it really allowed everybody to showcase kind of what they do to a new public that isn't just always at the dam and always in the same locations. We saw people that we hadn't seen before, and it gives us a chance to get out there and get a little bit more presence known to the surrounding areas.
You know, the lake is small in some aspects, but it's huge in other aspects. And I think that plays off what you just said about people over on that side didn't know that you had South Bay and so on and so forth. And I think it really brings the community together. The Festival Speed event has really grown, and this year is going to be even better.
Yeah, I think so. We'll see some new products out there from Fountain and Baja will come into the lake. You know, we're really proud to to really carry on those brands. The Donzi Classics are great sellers as well, and just really, again, make it a neat event for everybody to enjoy.
The other thing that Big Thunder was originally, you know, famous for was the performance boat class, and so you've revived that as well, and you've been adding to it.
Yeah, we've brought back some great names back to the lake. Fountain, Baja, and Donzi are great synonymous names with Big Thunder, with Lake of the Ozarks, with performance, with speed, and so we are very proud and honored to bring those names back. We've already sold a number of them at the lake, and we continue with new models, working with the factory directly as one of their dealers to really help bring their products into the 21st century, modernize them, new electronics, newest engine technology, and everything possible to make them run great, and they're just phenomenal boats here at the lake.
And someone who wants more information on anything about all of the Big Thunder locations, one location?
Yeah, check us out at BigThunderMarine.com. That website will be updated soon. We're working on a brand new launch of that as well.
Well, thanks for your reinvestment in the lake and bringing back that traditional Big Thunder name.
Thanks a lot, Bob. I appreciate it.
Next up, President of the Festival of Speed, Cindy Van Hook.
Well, first of all, we'd like to thank all of your support for everything that, you know, you guys have done. Your support means a lot to us. And we don't want to miss the opening ceremonies of the event. It's going to be quite spectacular. And I also like to thank our Parkway West gals and guys for all their hard work in putting it together. There's very few of us, but we're mighty. So if you guys would stand up, or
they are standing up.
They are standing. Wave or something. There you go. You guys are awesome. And it wouldn't be possible without our sponsors. We'd like to thank our lead sponsor, Big Thunder Marine. City of Osage Beach has been just awesome to work with. And I'd like to mention our Lake Ozarks Marine Dealers Association coming on board this year. Slumberland in at the Grand Glaze Bridge. Harmy's, Tri-County Lodging did a lot for us and has done some massive advertising for us. Lake Printing, Sir Dyke, Precision Paintworks. Les and Kayla, you've done an amazing job for us this year. Kelly's Port, Polly Lift, Arrowhead Development, Jay Brenner's, Providence Bank, Coral Reef Seafood, Barefoot Floors, Interior Motifs, Belladonna, Warman Auto Works, Gin and Grits, and Harper Chapel. We have a couple churches that will be on the parkway this year, which we're excited about. And we have, the pig races are happening. We'll have a powerboat for the kids to play on, which they'll just love that. We have crab races going on at Coral Reef Seafood. The dunk tank will be back this year. And we have some giant cotton candy, 15 different flavors. So we're looking for a really great event. We hope you all will come out.
By the way, these interviews and segments are coming from our last Lake Race Social held at Wicked Willie's last week. Next up is Brian Schuster from Somerset Boat Lifts to talk about the brand new event called the Paddle Battle.
We're going to do three-man teams this year. It's going to be out and back with three people in a three-lap format, $25 a team. Come out to Frankie and Louie's on Wednesday from 5 to 8. Register online at lakerace.com. Again, sponsored and hosted by Frankie and Louie's. It is family-friendly. Costumes are welcome and encouraged. We're going to have prizes for first place, last place, and best costumes. So come on out and have a good time.
And next, let's get a few words from Brett Minear from Performance Boat Center, the title major sponsor of Lake Race 2017.
Lake Race is a great event for us. It's early in the season. It gets everybody excited about going out and boating, and it's wrapped around performance boating, so we're always going to be part of that. Cool event for all the community to get together, so we all get some kind of form of benefit out of it with, you know, condo rentals and restaurants and bars and grills and whatever else we do. Everybody gets a piece of it. So it's really neat that everybody comes together and volunteers their time to make us all successful. So looking forward to it. We leave tomorrow for our first race in Cocoa Beach, Florida. So wish us luck there. And we'll be thank you very much. Looking forward to Lake Race, looking forward to the Festival of Speed, the street party, the actual racing, and then we're going to do the poke run as well. So I like how these events get to be 4 or 5 days. It gets out of the office and go out in the water and enjoy ourselves. So thanks again for coming out, everybody, and thanks for the support.
Well, thanks to all of you. We had a great turnout at our final Lake Race Social this past week, and we did want to pass along some information that came to us late in the week from Casey Cloak. She is the volunteer coordinator for Lake Race. And they are still looking for a few more volunteers for some specific things on Friday and Saturday. particularly with traffic control, as I understand. Festival of Speed also needs to pick up a few more volunteers. So if you wouldn't mind, if you'd like to get involved with Festival of Speed and Lake Race, you can do so by getting a hold of Casey Cloak. She is the executive director at the Lake Area Chamber. Here's the telephone number, 573-964-1008. That's 964-1008. Casey Cloak is who you call. And by the way, they're going to have a volunteer special night. That'll be on Tuesday, May 30th, 6 o'clock at Beavers. Complimentary appetizers, and you get that free T-shirt when you show up as one of the volunteers for Lake Race 2017. Hey, I want to tell you this is my 345th radio program of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, getting underway with our seventh year on the air. Thanks much to the ownership and management of KRMS. Give me the time to talk to you about what we love doing. We're going to take a break. We will be back shortly as we continue with Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. A new safety device for you boaters that do towing and skiing and wakeboarding called Down Alert PSD. Plus, have our interview with Shelley Blum coming up, the skier. Right here on Newstalk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5 FM, 104.9 FM, and on live streaming audio as well.
Bonnie Lass Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Lass is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ring netter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Lass Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielasscharters.com.
Captain Bob here in the No Wake Zone on a Saturday morning with the No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Thanks a lot for being with us this morning. I am one of the charter members of the newly formed Lake of the Ozarks Captains Association to help educate about safe boating, benefits of hiring a licensed U.S. Coast Guard captain to pilot your boat or rental here on the lake. Going to be hearing more about the Lake of the Ozarks Captains Association coming up. LOTOCA.com for the information on the web. Some of you remember the name Shelley Blum. She was one of the water skiers at the ski show here at Lake of the Ozarks. She's got a new book out, Shelley Blum, A Journey of Perseverance, Water Ski Girl Wonder. I'm going to spend about a half hour with her in just a minute as we continue on the show this morning. But coming up next, we're going to learn about a new product that could save the life of somebody that falls off their tube or their skis, if you will, or their wakeboard. It's called the Down Alert PSD. Denise Pitlick is going to be with us shortly on the Boat U.S. guest line. The home of the shootout is Captain Ron's. It's happening at the lake, and it's happening over at Captain Ron's every day now because they're open 7 days a week at 11 a.m. And if you're coming to Lake of the Ozarks anytime, you need to make one of your stops Captain Ron's. It's one of the greatest places on the lake, and that's why they're the official waterfront restaurant bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. They've got great entertainment indoors and outdoors, the great big beach, all kinds of activities in the water and around, plenty of dock space where you can come in at night. They always have entertainment, like tonight, Faded Youth's going to be there from 8 until midnight. Always something going on there at Captain Ron's. They are located at the 34.5-mile marker on the main channel, Lake Road 550 Sunrise Beach, CaptainRon'sAtTheLake.com, or you can call them for more information, 573-374-5852. And it's going to be one of those places you're going to want to go one time, and then you're going to want to go back and go back and go back. The home of the shootout is right there at Captain Ron's, and we'll be there as well in August for that big event. Right now, I want you to go to their website, CaptainRon'sAtTheLake.com. You'll find out more information, find out how to get there, and what they have on the menu for you. Great place. Cameron's Bar and Grill, the official waterfront restaurant bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
On my boat again. I just can't wait to get on my boat again. The life I love is going boating with my friends. And I can't wait to get on my boat again.
You know, we're always looking for new inventions, I guess you could say, that are designed for personal safety and security and having more fun when you're out on the lake and protecting the lives of people that are in the water. And someone here on our Boat US guest line has done this. From St. Louis area, Down Alert PSD, Personal Signaling Device, is the new product. And Denise Picklick, nice to have you on the show and a good morning to you.
Thank you.
Well, Denise, tell me, I'm going to describe, I guess, this a little bit, but the situation is, you know, when you're towing somebody behind your boat and they fall off, whether they're on skis or on a tube or whether they're wakeboarding, and they're in the water, the boat goes ahead and puts the orange flag up, but yet somebody might not see the person that's sitting in the water. So you've devised a little device that is very, very cool, and I think it's going to be a big hit. So tell us, you know, where'd this idea come from?
Well, my husband and I have been going to the Lake of the Ozarks, you know, ever since. I mean, I grew up going down to the Lake of the Ozarks on vacations. And actually, we had a condo down there when we were raising our kids. And we've been on the lake and on the water forever and just really enjoyed boating. But one of the things that always concerned us is when we were behind a boat on a towable or we had kids or, you know, guests behind. And it's just that time getting back to them when they're in the water by themselves with really no way to say, hey, you know, watch out for me. And, you know, you have, like you said, the orange flag on the boat, but that really doesn't draw any attention to the person in the water. And we all know how rough the lake has gotten over the, you know, the many recent years. And, you know, when you don't have something that's really showing, hey, I'm in the water, it doesn't really draw a lot of attention. The skier down flag on the boat doesn't draw that attention to that person. So we were always concerned, you know, getting back to the boat. You know, we always told the kids, put your arms in the air, wave, wave, wave. And we always thought, hey, something needs to be done about this. Well, now we have grandkids, and we're having that extra anxiety again. And we just felt like, you know, maybe we can come up with something. And we put our mind to it and just came up with a device. And it's really one of those things, if you see it and you take a look at it, and you think, why didn't I think of this? It's really basically a device that turns out to be a flag that you wear on your arm and just turn on down, like folds over your hand, and it's a bright orange flag with a yellow reflective diamond on it and draws attention to that person that's in the water rather than, you know, just having them there without any visible alert to show that they're there.
You know, some parts of our lake, as you know and have experienced over the years, and we have too, sometimes there gets these big rollers that come out there. And you know, if you're towing somebody and they vanish occasionally and you pop up and they vanish and they pop up, there could be a boat coming behind or from, you know, a stern or somewhere that's, you know, going to potentially run over that person when they're in the water if they can't see them. And a lot of times that orange life vest is not enough because you just, you know, right down on the water. So your device fits on your arm, and you've got some simple instructions here. It says pull, slide, alert, and then tuck it back in. The alert is basically your hand. It's like a glove, if you will, without fingers. And it goes up to your fingertips, and then you wave your arm in the air, and it should really help people that are driving other boats see you a lot faster.
Right, exactly. And I think what's really great about it is that when it's not deployed, it's very small and compact. So it's not going to interfere with your water sports. And if you think about it, it kind of looks like almost, you know, the little wallety thing that you put your iPhone in when you're running.
Oh.
So it's small and compact like that. But then you just pull it and you slide it up, like you said, like a glove or a mitt. And when you deploy it, it's very visible. So you're right. And I can remember, like, our condo was down in the Camden area, and one of the things we were always concerned when tubing is don't fall off when you're making the bridal cave turn, because that's the place where it was always the roughest, and the hardest for anybody to see you if you fall off there. So right around that mile marker 11 on the Big Niangua back there. And it was one of those things that, you know, nobody could see you with those big waves, and you were always really concerned. So the Down Alert PSD would be a signaling device that can really help you when you have those big waves, but really for anybody, anytime, because you just don't know when a boat's going to come by and come bearing down at you and not be able to see you. Because distracted boating is one of the most frequently occurring reasons why there are boating accidents. And, you know, just really improper lookout and distracted boating, the people just don't see what's going on.
Exactly right. Personal signaling device, the PSD, the Down Alert PSD, and it's available in four sizes. So you've got one to fit, you know, the kids from 7 to 10, and then youth, and then adults up to the extra large size. How does somebody get in touch to buy these, and where can they get some more information?
www.downalertpsd.com.
All right, very good. Well, this is a great new invention, and we wish you well. We're going to let the word out here, and we may be looking to do some sampling, maybe some door prize drawings and things like that down the road. But congratulations on a great new invention, the Down Alert PSD, or the Down Alert Personal Signaling Device, for all kinds of water sports, skiing, tubing, and wakeboarding. And Denise, we sure appreciate it, and best of luck to you. Keep us posted on how things are going.
Thank you very much, Captain Bob. I appreciate you having me on.
And we have a special offer for you to pick up your very own number of Down Alert PSDs. Just go to my website, bobsnowakezone.com, and click the logo. You'll see the logo for Down Alert PSD, or you can just go to downalertpsd.com. Enter the promo code NOWAKEZONE, all lowercase. You can use spaces or not. NOWAKEZONE is the promo code for $3 off each of the Down Alert PSDs that you purchase. And get a hold of them right now at going to my website again. The website is bobsnowakezone.com. Scroll down a little bit, you'll see the Down Alert PSD logo. Click that, and then when you order, be sure you put in the promo code NOWAKEZONE to save $3 off on each one. What does HD mean when it comes to boat lifts? Well, HD means heavy duty when it comes to the new Ultra Lift, heavy duty lift from Hydrohoist Boat Lifts. The boat lift innovator, and they've been around for more than 50 years. We're going to be talking, I think, next week with Mick Weber, the CEO of Hydrohoist, talk a little bit about this new product they have out, and also about their international sales, because we have listeners overseas as well, and all over the country too, but they've got 25 dealers out there in the Orient, Middle East, Australia. They've got them in Canada, Norway, Sweden, Finland, New Zealand, all over the place. So we're going to talk with Mick a little bit about that. But right here at Lake of the Ozarks, you get a hold of Joanne Clark. She's available by calling her at 573-346-7505. You can reach her by stopping into the offices there on U.S. Highway 54, about 4 miles down from from Osage Beach there in Lynn Creek. And you can also find more information by going to boatlift.com. Yes, or an email her, jclark@boatlift.com. Hydrohoist Boat Group, thanks a lot for your support on our show, too. Waterski Wonder Girl, her name is Shelley Blum. She's next on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show right here on News Talk KRMS. News Talk 1150 AM, 97.5 FM, Lori, 104.9 FM, Osage Beach, and live streaming audio, too. Golly, we sure appreciate you listening this morning, and we will be right back with Shelley Blum. Don't go away. You're going to love this story.
My name is Matt Rutherford. I am the only person in history to have circumnavigated the Americas nonstop. I've sailed alone across the Atlantic twice. I've crossed the Pacific. I've sailed through the Bering Sea and around Cape Horn. I understand the challenges you will face trying to accomplish your blue water dreams. And I know how important it is to have the right boat. Whether buying a blue water boat or selling your blue water boat, Rogue Wave Yacht Sales has the experience to make that happen. Email me at matt@roguewaveyachtsales.com.
You can call me Captain Bob. You can call her Shelley Blum. She's the Water Ski Girl Wonder, and it's a journey of perseverance, the new book out. And Shelley's saying here, escaping instantaneous death and paralysis from a hangman's broken neck and shattered right jaw endured in a horrific water skiing accident is only part of this unbelievable story. We're
going to learn part of it as Shelley's standing by on our Boat U.S. guest line this morning. Also talked this week to Brad Cato, the manager of the Iguana Water Sports Rentals. They've got some for everybody, party boats, paddle boats. They've got those paddle boards, I guess you'd say, speed boats, PWCs, fishing boats, tri-tunes, and all the accessories to go along with it. But you know what? Reservations are required. It's a really good time to get your reservations in, no matter when you're planning to come, even if it's way down to Labor Day, because they get really, really busy. All the boats are in the water, ready to go at all three locations. Iguana headquarters down on the Bagnell Dam Strip. Iguana Osage Beach, right there at the Glaze Bridge, the topsider location. And up on the North Shore, Iguana North Shore at Rocky Mount at the 5.5-mile marker at Bee's Knees Beach House. Make your reservations via iguanawatersports.com, or you can do it by calling them at 888-365-2399. This morning, we're going to be talking about water skiing, and we're going to be talking about the water ski girl wonder. Her name, Shelley Blum, and she's written a new book called A Journey of Perseverance, and she's got a great connection to our Lake of the Ozarks. And so I'd like to welcome to the No Wake Zone, Shelley Blum. Good morning, Shelley. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks, Bob.
Shelley, tell me a little bit about growing up at Lake of the Ozarks.
Oh, gosh, it's been so many years ago. But, yeah, my father and my mom were very avid water ski enthusiasts. My dad ended up getting a house on Horseshoe Bend, and we moved there. And we had, you know, the house up on the hill a little bit with the dock, and we had every kind of boat you could imagine, the John boat, the fishing boat, the cruiser, the speed boat. And we were just water enthusiasts, and my brothers taught me to ski on a pair of, I believe what they did was they put rudders on some trick skis. So they were cut down smaller. And it's a bit of an argument in our family of how old I was when I learned. So my mom says 7. My brothers say 5. They taught me. So I've split the difference and say 6.
Okay. Now, growing up here at Lake of the Ozarks, obviously it was a lot different in those days. And I want you to tell me a little bit about, was the ski marathon one of the first things that you got involved in? But you were working at the ski show here, too, at the same time, right?
Yeah, my PE teacher, and I do believe she's still there, resides somewhere at the lake, Judy Elliott. She noticed that I had a little bit of athleticism. First grade, I think she became my PE teacher. Whatever age it would put me at, that she was still my PE teacher, that I would be 9 or 10, she asked about, did I know how to ski? And water ski, and I'm like, yeah, I know how to water
well,
ski.
Yeah.
And then she said, do you know how to slalom? And I'm like, yeah, like, you know. And at that age, I think I was 11, I was like, doesn't everyone? So, you know, that's the kind of atmosphere that the lake was for us, that, you know, we just assumed everybody, or at least I did. And so that summer, I believe it was 1976, I would have started riding in the boats, and I actually learned to barefoot water ski that year, and so they started putting me in the show. And but every year, I don't know when, past 76, it was probably archived somewhere, that they started having a muscular dystrophy marathon. And, of course, I got permission to get involved in that, where you would ski from the mile one marker to Tantara and back. And I believe that Tantara's at the 26-mile marker, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
And so it was a 26-mile trek, and I would just ski there and back. But because I was in the ski show, we had to be at work at, I think, around noon. Yeah, if I remember right, noon, because the ski show was at 1:30. I could only ski, you know, until, you know, from the morning until, like, say, you know, noon, and I would ski right to work, which is kind of funny. I do remember them just kind of dropping me off at work on skis. So, yeah, we did that, and then they finally did have the marathon on a day that I was I had off, and I was able to ski, you know, as far as I wanted, and so I skied quite a ways. I skied 12 and a half hours, 312 miles. So that's a really fond memory. And I do talk about that a little bit in the book. So it was quite a different Lake of the Ozarks back then. You know, I went back, I think it was in 2001 for sure, and then maybe as late as 2012, and I just could not believe the booming of the industry down there. So that's a yay boo, I guess, for some people. But I do remember the lake at a very different time. The smells, the sights, the sounds, it just brings it all back. What a flood of memories. And so I hope I get to go back and maybe even bring my book up there sometime and do a little baby book signing. Maybe have two or three people show up, but
absolutely,
that would be fun.
Oh, that would be great. We would sure love to have that. Tell me, when you were working at the Lake of the Ozarks Water Ski Show, which was in Ski Cove, were you also then, like in certain times of the year, going down to Cypress Gardens? Tell me about a little bit about that transition, I guess you could say, between here and there and back.
Oh, well, yeah, I just kept skiing and not knowing any better. I am one of those type of people that just can't stay still or stay stagnant. And I saw the guys doing the really, I don't want to say more difficult, but I will say more dangerous and more challenging to the strength of your body and the danger of your body. And that would be like the barefooting and water ski jumping and freestyle jumping in particular, which is an extra added trick off the ramp. And so I just continued on through, I would ski in the summers and I would go to school, ski in the summers, go to school. And that led all the way up into college. And I had dreams of going to law school. I was, applying to all the law schools. I had taken my law school admittance test. And I went to University of Missouri Columbia. So I was just, going back and forth. And then I got a call from the ski show director from Cypress Gardens. And lo and behold, unbeknownst to me, it started dawning on me that what I was doing was special, the freestyle jumping. My last semester of my senior year at college, I believe that would be 1986, I got a call from Cypress Gardens, and they said, "We hear you're doing this freestyle jumping." And I said, "Yeah, I wanted to go to law school, continue on with my studies either at the University of Missouri Columbia or wherever else I could get accepted." And they said, "Well, we'd like for you to ski for us. Do you think you'd be interested in that?" And of course, bells were going off in my mind because I had always known Cypress Gardens as the water ski capital of the world.
Sure.
And so I thought, water skiing, law school, it wasn't too hard of a decision. And so I thought I would go down there and at least ski out the rest of the season and then maybe come back and start my law school studies. I went down there and it became a pretty big deal. I mean, they were sending me on media blitzes and using me as a tool to bring people to Cypress Gardens. So once I got to Florida, it was actually a big jump. It was a move. In other words, I knew that I was changing my whole life. In fact, in the book, I have a chapter where I call the chapter is, I believe it's 4 or 5, but I call it The Big Jump. And it means that, my whole life is going to change. So on my own at 22, I just drove down, packed up my car, and made the big move. So I never came back to the lake after, I got down to Cypress Gardens. So, and think, if I remember right, they may have had one more season of the ski show in Ski Cove. And then I do think it it may have shut down. I don't really know what happened after that. But, so that's how I made the big transition from Lake of the Ozarks to Florida, Cypress Gardens, water ski capital of the world.
Shelley, we've got more to discuss, but I've got to take a break, and hope you'll hang on the Boat U.S. guest line. We're going to talk next. I'm going to ask her about the boats that she drove in those days and also to talk about the horrible accident and how she overcame those injuries leading to the writing of this book. We'll do that when we get back on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Premium brands including Sea Ray, Sport Boats, Cruisers and Yachts, Azimut Yachts, Harris Pontoons, Nautique, Wake Sport Boats, and also the legendary Boston Whalers are all at one location at Lake of the Ozarks, and that is at Marine Max. You'll find them in the water at their main location at the Bagnell Dam Boulevard or the 16.5-mile marker. You can also find them up on the Osage Beach Parkway right across from the Outlet Mall. And we're going to be talking with some of the folks from Marine Max next week on our program, talk about more of what they do.
great ship store, too, and full-service gas dock, marina. Got the whole shooting match for you there. Marine Max here at Lake of the Ozarks. Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show up for a break, and we're going to be back with Shelley Blum in just a moment on News Talk KRMS. 1150 AM, 97.5, 104.9, live streaming audio and archives always available for you at bobsnowakezone.com.
This is Caitlin Schneider from Lakeside Marina in Oshkosh. Thank you for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.
Here we go with more of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Shelley Blum going to continue speaking to us. She's standing by on the Boat U.S. guest line. You know, towboat services are like AAA on the water, and most towboat calls are for routine issues like dead batteries or empty fuel tanks or maybe a loss of direction, maybe a soft grounding. But occasionally a call comes in that requires quick action and bravery on the part of a towboat captain, and it might not even involve another boat. Well, at Boat U.S. Towing Conference in San Diego this year, several such captains were honored for their actions. The Woody Pollock Lifesaving Award is the top honor at the conference, and this year it went to Captain Cole Sisler. He's with Towboat U.S. Fort Lauderdale. He received the Lifesaving Award from Broward County Sheriff's Department for his actions rescuing a swimmer who was distressed and being swept out to sea. Congratulations to you, sir, and to our local towboat captains here at Lake of the Ozarks, Captain Charlie Meyer, Captain Dave Anderson. You can get to them. And before you get to the Memorial Day weekend, let's get signed up for a towboat service. It's $72 a year. It's the best investment you'll ever make. 573-216-4701. Let's keep those guys happy and busy over the summer months. 573-216-4701. They'll take a lot of the stress away when you head out on the lake.
Dock your boat at Captain Ron's and come on in for a great meal. This is Nicole, and we're the official waterfront restaurant bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Thanks for listening this morning.
All right, we are back, and on the Boat U.S. guest line is Shelley Blum, the water ski girl wonder, and her book, A Journey of Perseverance. Shelley, I want to go back just a little bit now and talk about those early days and some of the boats that you were using to pull and also to drive. So tell us, you know, kind of what that experience was here at Lake the Ozarks.
My first memory of driving boats were the big, beautiful, sparkly Glastron Carlsons. Mm. And we had, if I remember right, and I think I do, they were the 175 Evan Rude motors on the back. And they were, you know, two of them, dual. And I love those boats. And you have to understand, it's anecdotal in my book. I do talk a little bit about it, that, you know, imagine seeing a little 12, 13, 14, 15-year-old, and I've always been short, small for my age, even then, going up to the topsider or the clown. I would go up to the clown from the ski cove, and then, you know, people would see me, and you would think they were like, oh, my goodness, you know, she's going to ram that dock or she's going to hit the dock. But I didn't. I drove those boats, and it felt like hand in glove for me, and I really enjoyed them, the twin throttles and what you could do, I mean, for parking and spinning the boat on the dime. Those memories, and the hydro hoist lift, I remember running those machines and lifting the boats, and for a little girl at that age, I mean, it's really quite a responsibility to drive and to have such machinery, you know, at hand. So when I think back on it, I'm actually kind of proud of that, of having that experience. We did move on to getting the correct crafts, the ski nautiques.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember exactly what years we were using those, but and I just remember I was driving the correct crafts for skiing at the ski show at Lake of the Ozarks, the nautiques, and then when I moved to Cypress Gardens, I made the big jump down to Cypress Gardens, they had Mastercraft. The boats are pretty equivalent in my mind, except that I do remember the unique feeling of when I pulled up to the dock, the correct crafts, with that inboard motor, when you put it into reverse, it backed up a different way.
I know you noticed that you mentioned the injury you had. Are you able to ski or wakeboard or surf right now, or are you completely out?
I could. Here's the thing about that, and I've said it to people, and this may sound, I'm not sure how it will sound, but I don't, because I have never not known how to not give it my all.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine an 11 or 12-year-old, my birthday's in May in the summer, so it would move over into different ages. So I am 12, 13, 14, 15 years old, and I'm performing. I've always been a performance skier, so I don't want to let the crowd down. Now, if I go out, my mind always goes back to performing. So that I would feel like I would push too hard and try to have my body do something it couldn't do. And because of the injuries, and I've had many since, so it's in the book that I describe some of the things that have happened to me that are they're mind-boggling, some of the things that I've been through. Just recently, I went roller skating, and you know, got all like I was in a roller derby or something and was doing the crossover with the foot and caught something on the floor and wiped out and broke my wrist. But that was because I started getting brave. I started showing off. You know, it's in my nature. So I tend to stay away from it. But I have a Sea-Doo and I live on a little lake. And whenever I want to be reminded of my Lake of the Ozark days, I get on that Sea-Doo and I whisk around my lake and I get the sights and the sounds and the smell. And it just, you know, just talking about it right now, it overwhelms me. It does bring back those memories. And they are just very passionate and very fulfilling times of my life. Yeah.
Water ski girl wonder, Shelley Blum, tell us a little bit about maybe the preface, if you will, of The Journey of Perseverance, your new book.
Well, I came down here and had a really horrible accident. It put my life on hold. And the book really is about trying to overcome adversity in all aspects of life. So that if you aren't even a water skier or an avid boat fan, you will get something from this book. I have a cute little elevator pitch that I dream of, riding up in an elevator with Steven Spielberg or Ron Howard or Kathleen Kennedy or one of the big movie producer directors. And that is Forrest Gump combined the girl with the dragon tattoo, but it's a water skiing chick. And it's all true. So I've really been focusing and pushing my efforts towards a goal of mine, and that is to bring exposure to water skiing in general to a much wider audience, and I think perhaps I have the story to do that. I think this book, Water Ski Girl Wonder, A Journey of Perseverance, can be the catalyst to exposing our sport. In fact, Lake of the Ozarks, Cypress Gardens, all of the ski world can be met with a much bigger audience in the form of moviegoers. So that is my new goal, and I am going at that with the same reckless abandonment that I did when I was trying to perform my show skiing and my freestyle jumping.
Well, my guess is there are people in our radio audience that remember you and or are thinking, oh, my gosh, I wish I could have seen that. How do they get a copy of this book? Because I know they're sitting out there going, come on, Bob, get her to tell us where to get the book. So where do we get the book?
I'm really all over social media because in the infancy of trying to make all this happen, I was told by agents in Hollywood and traditional publishing world, you have to have a book platform. And as well, you know, I see you all over social media. I said, okay, I'll build a book platform or a social media platform, and I just got everywhere. So, you know, I'm on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook. But to get the book, if you get a hold of me, for sure I can get you one. I have, in fact, I have over 800 of them in my garage. But I'm selling them out of the back of my car. But if you go to Amazon and put in water ski, one word, Girl Wonder, my book will pop up for you. It's on Barnes & Noble. It's just about anywhere that you, in fact, I even saw the other day that you can go to Walmart. It's more expensive over there, but you can online anyway, social media, it's just computers and social media. It's where it's at now, and I see that you've got your stuff all over the place, and it's really neat the way that, you know, the world, you know, people say in the cliche, small world. It is a small world, and it's getting smaller, and social media makes it that way. But, yeah, you can get Water Ski Girl Wonder on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, all the places, anywhere just about. And especially I love it when, now that I'm kind of going to certain little markets and stuff, I get to meet people. You know, and then I get to talk to them. And at first it was overwhelming, and I was really scared. But now I'm really starting to enjoy it, and it's really fun when I get an Amazon review. And like I say, even though it's skiing, Lake of the Ozarks, Cypress Gardens, and all that, you don't have to even have any inkling of that to enjoy this book. It's really about overcoming adversities and to continue on in life with whatever it throws at you.
Well, I know I've got thousands of listeners around the country and around the world now that are interested in this, and we hope that we'll be able to get you back to Lake of the Ozarks sometime soon, and we'll do a book signing and maybe a remote or something and get people to come out and meet you. Shelley Blum, thank you so much for sharing your life story here with us, and also this great new book, Water Ski Girl Wonder, A Journey of Perseverance. I do thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye. Man, this hour went fast. We sure appreciate you tuning in. Thanks to you, Shelley. Thanks to Denise and all of our Lake Race reporters. See you next week on Memorial Day weekend. Have a good one out there, and we'll be back then on News Talk KRMS Osage Beach. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Bonnie Lass Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Lass is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ringnetter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Lass Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielasscharters.com.